truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The truck sales boom continued in September, with VFACTS data showing more healthy gains. In the month, 3,506 heavy commercial vehicles were handed over to Australian operators. That total, a 6.1% improvement on the same month last year. Gains were experienced across all three segments, though this time around, the biggest gains were achieved in the light-duty segment. The data showing the under 8-tonne classification saw 1,655 sales in the month, an 11.3% gain on the same month last year. Medium-duty lost ground. 655 sales represented a 5.2% contraction. The segment, though, remains 11.7% up year-to-date. Heavy-duty sales in September totaled 1,196 units. That number, 6.1% up on the same month in 2017. Some of the best-performing brands in September included DAF, Iveco, Kenworth and UD Trucks. Once again, though, it was Isuzu that came out on top overall. The Japanese brand finished ahead of compatriots Hino and Fuso. There's a new Australian-built heavy-duty truck on offer, with Iveco commencing local production of the Stralis X-Way. The new offering, now being built on the same line as the Akko at Iveco's Dandenong facility, is the culmination of 4 years' work by the local team and their international partners. It will be offered as both the 6x4 prime mover and 6x4 and 8x4 rigid. Under the cab, there's a selection of Cursor 9, 11 and 13 common rail engines, ranging from 310 horsepower to 510 horsepower. All three engines are Euro 6 compliant, with the new locally built Iveco product picking up the same high ESCR after-treatment system found in the award-winning Eurocargo. Transmission choice is limited to one, a Hytronic X 12-speed automated transmission supplied by German transmission manufacturer ZF. There'll be three cab options on offer, day, sleeper and active space sleeper, while standard safety gear and driver assist features in the new Iveco Stralis X-Way include adaptive cruise control, autonomous emergency braking, stability control and hill holder. Iveco Australia boss Bruce Healy telling us the new locally built Stralis is ready to further grow the Iveco brand.
The model range that we're launching tonight will give you the best of both worlds. It has local development and input, and it also has the latest technologies and innovations from Europe. The result is a range of vehicles safer, more fuel efficient, environmentally sensitive, coupled with robust underpinnings and enhancements. We believe this is a recipe for success.
At the same event, Iveco also took the covers off a new generation Iveco Akko. Sharing many of the same underpinnings as the Iveco Stralis X-Way, safety has been a big priority in the new Akko. Iveco adding standard safety gear, including autonomous emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, ABS brake stability control, an axle load indicator and LED lights front and rear. Iveco telling us operators will also benefit from a new cab design that offers additional visibility and comfort, combined with the easy access that the previous generation Akkos were well regarded for. Under the cab will be Euro 6 compliant Cursor 9 engines, again with Iveco's high ESCR emission control system. Power outputs in the new Akko will range between 310 and 360 horsepower. There'll be an Allison Generation 5 3200 series 6-speed full automatic transmission as standard in the new offering. Set to be trialled by some of Australia's leading waste industry contractors over the next 9 months or so, Iveco boss Bruce Healy telling us the new Akko is better in every way, but is still tough and unique in its own way.
Despite sharing all the good bits with the Stralis X-Way, such as the Euro 6 Cursor 9 engine with up to 360 horsepower and 1650 newton metres of torque, plus all of the advanced safety features and a much more ergonomic cabin, the new Akko will still have its own identity. We see the new Akko as being the evolution of a legend that's now well armed with the equipment to satisfy the most stringent safety and emission requirements.
Southeast Queensland now has a greater presence for three leading truck brands, with Penske Commercial Vehicles teaming up with one of Toowoomba's leading truck dealerships. Pengelly Trucks and Trailers has been appointed as a Western Star Trucks, MAN Truck and Bus and Dennis Eagle sales dealership. The location previously only offered parts and service assistance to owners of those brands. It also had a connection with Penske Power Systems as a Detroit diesel outlet. Coinciding with the Western Star Truck Show and Shine being held next month in Toowoomba, Penske Commercial Vehicles boss Kevin Dennis saying they're confident Pengelly will continue to provide great customer service with this increase in its responsibilities to include sales across Penske's on-highway brands, including Western Star, MAN, Dennis Eagle, and Detroit. There's an updated version of the Isuzu N-Series light-duty truck landing in dealerships nationwide. We got along to the launch of the updated model and had a drive. The big change is the introduction of more variants fitted with independent front suspension. Aimed at tradies and guys and girls jumping out of utes and vans and into a light-duty truck, the IRS-equipped trucks ride along a whole lot better than the traditional leaf spring setup. There's also an updated and improved AMT in the N-Series. Isuzu's chief engineer, product strategy, Simon Humphreys, telling us the tradie-focused models have a lot to offer.
Unless you are constantly towing a trailer and then making up for the payload deficiency with the trailer, you are going to be able to carry close to double the payload while still driving the truck on a car license. And then you end up with something that has, that can carry twice as much as a dual cab ute.
Other changes across the expansive Isuzu N-Series range include an updated infotainment system with truck-specific sat-nav, 12-month service intervals, new NPR and QR variants suitable for 8-pallet bodies, and Euro 5 compliance on the 4HK1 engine. Check out a review of the updated Isuzu N-Series at heavyvehicles.com.au. We're now just weeks away from the Australian arrival of a new Hino 500 Series standard cab, and now we know what the interior is going to look like in the keenly anticipated new medium-duty offering. Hino's released an image showing a vastly different look and layout to the already arrived 500 Series wide cab. Hino saying the new truck boasts an all-new modern interior with a convenient, ergonomically designed dash layout, increased day-to-day functionality, practicality and comfort, all set in a balance of carbon, silver and earthy colour tones. We don't know what the rest of the truck looks like, but you can check out what the dashboard for the new 500 Series standard cab looks like at heavyvehicles.com.au. Isuzu and Cummins have shaken hands on a deal that could potentially see your future Isuzu truck come with a Cummins power plant. The Japanese truck and bus manufacturer and the US engine manufacturer have agreed to jointly evaluate opportunities to develop new powertrains globally. The deal is in the early stages. However, Isuzu and Cummins have confirmed that each company will assign a team to explore potential opportunities in product technology development, service and other areas of collaboration. The main focus will be to look at the viability of a longer-term partnership on diesel, natural gas and electric powertrains. Cummins, traditionally a diesel engine manufacturer, has already committed to developing electric powertrains in coming years. Tom Linebarger, chairman and CEO of Cummins, says he's looking forward to working with the Isuzu team.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
JMIE Australia is selling all of its 50-plus new and demo JMC Conker trucks and JMC Vegas dual cab utes that it has in stock in Australia. The stock will be sold via an online auction held by Tiger Asset Group. Auction bidding will commence Thursday, the 11th of October, and auction bidding will close on Wednesday, the 17th of October at 8 p.m. AEDT. All stock will be sold via auction. See tigerassetgroup.com for full sale details, terms and conditions.